10 years ago, San Antonio ISD began opening schools that offered special curriculum like dual languages and accelerated learning. In the next school year, the district is trying something new once more, weighing the lottery in 5 open enrollment schools to make sure those schools stay economically and socially diverse. TPR's Camila Phillips collaborated with education writer Becca McNeil to explain how it works and why it matters.
It's Watch Me Work Night at Steele Montessori, one of San Antonio ISD's newer specialty schools.
What is that? I think I know, do you know?
Students don't have traditional homework in the Montessori model, so Steele invited parents into the classroom to see how their children learn firsthand.
It's a two circles and two straight lines.
Is that a plus sign? Oh, no, what is that? It's a division sign.
Lexa Rijos and Jamie Rodman sit next to their 3-year-old son, Santiago. They live down the street from Steele. When they first moved here 16 years ago, people warned them that there weren't any good public schools in the area.
We weren't planning on growing a family, so it wasn't a concern. We moved into the neighborhood because we like the older homes and we like the sense of community that you get with the older neighborhoods.
Eventually, though, the couple did have a child. In the past, they might have avoided sending Santiago to the neighborhood public school, but then they heard a new public Montessori elementary was opening up down the block.
We have friends whose kids go to Montessori school, and it sounded like a really neat way of teaching. It wasn't something that we had set our mind to beforehand, but it sort of fell into our lap, and we've really enjoyed it.
Rijos is a nurse practitioner, and Rodman builds string instruments like guitars. They're exactly the kind of middle-class parents SAISD is trying to attract back into the district with its specialty schools.
It's working, but a little too well. Some of the district's specialty schools have become so popular that there's a risk that the schools will attract wealthier families at the expense of working-class families. The vast majority of the district's students are low income.
Last year, the district hired Mohammed Chowdhury to create more innovative schools and attract more middle-class families. He agreed, but pushed the district one step further to build socioeconomic diversity into the new schools.
It's not going to happen just naturally, because it hasn't happened naturally. And the city, there's nothing natural about the neighborhoods. And so in the same way, you got to design for equity and access. And so that's what we're doing.
Decades of research show that children who live in poverty but attend economically diverse schools have better academic outcomes than children who attend schools where most students are low income.
Chowdhury says the same research shows that attending economically diverse schools does not hurt the academic performance of children from wealthier families, and it benefits all children's cognitive and social development.
But with enrollment open to students across Bexar County, a majority of the applications to many of SAISD's specialized schools are from higher income households than the average district family.
When you create open enrollment initiatives, market forces will take over, and you need to have regulations in place to ensure that they don't. And if you want to talk about equity and access, you need to design for equity and access.
To keep this in check, Chowdhury placed socioeconomic controls on the lottery for 5 schools: Steele, Advanced Learning Academy, Cass Tech High School, and the Mark Twain and Irving Dual Language Academies. SAISD also conducted bilingual door-to-door marketing in some of the district's lowest-income neighborhoods.
The applications are in, and the district did what it set out to do: attract a mix of families across all income brackets. The enrollment office then held separate lotteries for students in different economic and geographic categories to make sure there's a balance of low-income and middle-class students in each school.
But that's not the end of the story. Diversity is one thing on paper. It's another thing in the classroom, on the playground, and in the halls.
In a city as economically segregated as San Antonio, economic integration can be a new and at times uncomfortable process. In part 2, we'll hear how that's working for families at Steele.
I'm Becca McNeil.
And I'm Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.